This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. California's budget crisis is hardly confined to Sacramento. More than 24 local school district superintendents, parents, teachers, school board members, and union leaders shared a crowded stage at Montgomery High School in Santa Rosa yesterday afternoon to give voice to their mutual concern about the monetary meltdown they see facing public education.
This is a crisis. This is a crisis of unparalleled history in the state of California. Never before have we had so few doing so much for so many with so little resources. And we need this issue to be taken to all of the public to let them know if they care about public education, if they care about the future of the state of California.
Healdsburg Junior High School teacher Pat Sabo is also active in the regional advocacy arm of the California Teachers Union, but she was quick to note that her concerns were shared by all the others present, such as Sharon Liddell, superintendent of Santa Rosa City Schools, who noted that the state's inaction and proposed cuts are driving her district, the largest in the county, towards insolvency.
Overall, the reductions proposed for Santa Rosa City Schools of $12 million would wipe out our reserves in the coming year budget, due in less than 6 months, and leave us with a $9 million deficit for the following years.
For small districts, such as the two-school WA district north of Petaluma, the numbers aren't as big, but as Superintendent Scott Mahoney explained, the impacts are just as hard to take.
In WA School District, a little tiny school district in the South County, we're looking at cuts of instructional assistants, computer lab instructors, librarians, custodians, and teachers. I met with three teachers on Friday and said to them, I'm sorry to tell you, it looks like you're going to get a layoff notice this year. That's just three in a little district with 50 teachers.
The uncertainty is made harder, added Santa Rosa's Liddell, when the outcome is going to be one from a series of bad options.
We have no idea what monies we will have for next year, and that directly affects our ability to staff schools in the best way possible for students. Each proposal contains different items, but all threaten to delete funding for textbooks, for arts and music, for teacher training, athletics, and other essentials to the education of our kids.
The only way to mitigate the situation, offered Diana McDonald, the PTA president and a school board member from Cloverdale, is for parents and all other school supporters to raise a strong, unified voice on behalf of the students.
Now more than ever, we have to all come together. Because whether you are in a PTA school or not, there is one thing that we do have in common. We all want what is best for our children, and we all love them.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.